Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. On the phone with me today is Gary Marshall, CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. And our topic today is value-added grants and the importance of promoting value-added for corn growers in the state of Missouri and nationwide. Gary, I understand that the USDA announced some value-added grants from their rural development program just last week, and Missouri made out pretty well.
This is the second part of a tremendous partnership. That is, the state of Missouri offers producer grants to help with feasibility studies, business plans, etc., through the Missouri Ag and Small Business Development Authority. And then the second leg of that support for value-added comes from USDA and their producer grants. And this year, Missouri was very fortunate indeed to come up with almost $1.75 million out of the $14.6 million that USDA doled out through their value-added producer grants. So we couldn't be happier. A number of projects that we're involved with and partnering with producer groups around the state, a number of other grants out there. So it just was fantastic. I think there were 42 states that received grants, but out of those, Missouri received the most for the first time ever. So I think that's a real tribute not only to our farmers who recognize that producer value-added grants are key to helping get these value-added programs off the ground, but also kudos should go out to the USDA for the work that they do on value-added, and finally to our congressional delegation, and in particular to Senator Jim Talent. This was his idea 6 or 7 years ago whenever he was in Congress in Washington, D.C., so it's just beginning to show how wonderful that these grants are because of the fact that we're starting to get a lot of value-added business opportunities across the state.
Gary, if you would explain a little bit about what value-added is. I mean, it's a buzzword, a buzz phrase that keeps getting thrown around, but what does it mean to farmers?
Well, that's a great question because a lot of people confuse value-added with production agriculture. And yes, it's wonderful, you know, that we keep farming more acres of corn every year, but value-added really means not producing another bushel of commodity corn or not producing another hog or another chicken or another cow. What it really means is we're adding value to that basic production. So it's no increased production, but we're transforming that basic commodity into a commodity that has more value, or in some cases, a final end product that has more value, so that producers aren't being price takers, which they always have been with commodities, and instead are finally moving up that value chain to where we hope one day, if we can sell a product directly to consumers, then we're actually price makers. Big difference there. So, you know, all you have to do is look at the ethanol industry. I think that's the most successful example that we can give to anybody. And I have no doubt, without the support at the federal level, the support at the state level, that these types of ventures would not get off the ground. And when you go into rural Missouri or rural America and look at what happens in the areas around an ethanol plant, it's just fantastic. We're revitalizing rural America, and that's actually what these producer value-added grants do, is they help revitalize rural America.
And all of that very important as we're seeing record high gas prices around the country. Thank you very much, Gary Marshall, CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers. With Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.